president, so we can almost count on him retiring. So there is the potential that this 5-4 makeup of the Supreme Court in the United States, which is already enough to uphold the Sunday law because they go strictly by simple majority, in the next 4 years, in theory, it could turn to 8-1 or 7-2. So everything's going the wrong direction for those of us that want to keep separation of church and state intact in the Constitution of the United States. And along with looking at the Supreme Court, we've looked at one point of attack that the Catholic Church has identified to overturn the Supreme Court. And brothers and sisters, if you doubt that the Catholic Church doesn't like the Constitution of the United States, you just have to go back into their own writings. I mean, the Great Controversy pulls some of the encyclicals from popes of the past out and clearly identifies that the Catholic Church has no love for a constitution that provides for separation of church and state, that provides religious liberty. It just doesn't. And in a few nights we're going to recommend a book to you, Ecclesiastical Megalomania, which will make that crystal clear that it hasn't changed. They still have the same attitude towards the Constitution of the United States and capitalism as they've had for 1,500 years. Now, before we move on into the next part of our presentation, let me close off some of those things that we were speaking about. And what we've been speaking about is just one of those points of attack of Catholicism that was identified in the Constitution, that being parochial school funding. They've identified others. They think if you could push the issue on abortion or prayer in school, you could also overturn the Constitution the right way. But right now, the big thing that's happening is parochial school funding, and we've shown you that it's already been, we read the news report when the Supreme Court recently once again upheld parochial school funding. The first time they did it was in 1995. We looked at that. We told you that some of Reagan's cabinet went to the state of Wisconsin and purposely promoted parochial school funding in Wisconsin, introduced it as a law. It passed. It was upheld by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court of the United States says they're not going to look at it. So it's an active principle in the United States today that you can use secular funds, secular power, to support religious schools, which is a denial of the Constitution, and it's only going to get worse, I believe, and here's why. This is from Church and State, September 1999. This is before George Bush won the election. Republican presidential contender George W. Bush promised in a July 22nd speech in Indianapolis that the federal government should rally the armies of